back to some sort of semblance of normalcy. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
So I saw this topic somebody brought up online and made me kind of laugh. But you see these stories every once in a while about a couple that'll get married, usually where they work together at, because they met there.
Okay.
I think I remember a few years ago, wasn't there like a come and go or a Casey's wedding here in town?
I remember
from a
something.
Couple that yeah. I mm-hmm. either met, either they worked there together, or maybe one of them worked there and the other went there every day. It sounds familiar, but anyway, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought it was that they met there, that one of them was the cashier and one was the regular.
Well, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Or they, yeah, it was one of those scenarios.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's the idea. You got to get married where you met. That was the online discussion.
Gotcha. All right.
Court Avenue Brewing Company. The brew pub.
That's
where my wife and I would be getting married.
And was
I would enjoy that. That'd be fun.
That was where we first met. Be.
Was it a blind date?
Well, we had talked on the phone.
Right. But yeah. You hadn't seen each other.
She had seen me.
Because she knew you from being on the radio.
Well, we had been, you and I had done, I didn't even know you yet.
Mm-hmm.
That was before you. We had done some TV stuff together. So
you and the other woman?
Right, yes, the other woman.
There was nobody before.
I can't even barely remember. See, I was thinking it was you. She had seen me on TV, but I had not seen her.
Okay.
We had talked on the phone a few times. But that was the first time we met,
well,
and so that would be where we would get married, if you follow the logic there.
Yeah, that'd
be fun.
Would be too awkward.
No, that's
you could see that happening.
Right, that's not funny. There's nothing really weird about that. That would be fine.
Right.
Was it the credit union for you?
Jennifer and I would get married in the lobby of Financial Plus Credit Union.
I mean, you're there every
right
day
there.
Anyway,
delivering
Starbucks.
Coffee. I guess you could be seated behind the tellers.
Yeah.
Behind the teller line.
I can't believe you guys haven't renewed your vows there yet. That seems a very you thing to do.
You're right. Oh, Ken, you've given me an idea.
Big anniversary presents coming soon. Yeah.
So, the credit union.
And
lighting's not great for photos.
I'm trying to remember. Where did you... it was online, right?
But our first date was at the bar. It was an Irish bar that used to be next to the Hy-Vee in Urbandale there.
Was Patty's?
Called Patty's?
I can't remember what that was called.
I mean, they took out that entire little strip mall and
that's
just made the
called.
Massive mm-hmm. Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went... We were there and then went over to Urban Grill. Because it was continuing on. I texted my girl. She's like, how's it going? I'm like, well, I mean, he drives a nice car and we're having a good conversation.
What a fun date. We're having good conversation. Next on What Happened.
Then there was an ice storm that night.
Ah, okay.
We went to the next place, and a police officer, a state trooper, actually came in and said, you need to get going. The highways are
mm-hmm.
It's getting bad.
Yeah.
So that broke up.
And put
an
on
ice
your top.
Storm. Oh my gosh. Like, we're going to get a storm today and tomorrow.
What does that
have to do with anything? Nothing.
Right. There's just... You didn't meet him today, did you? Or tomorrow?
Okay. All right. So you would get married in a now no longer existing building.
Even exist
anymore. You couldn't even do it.
Uh-huh.
That's sad.
It is kind of sad.
I think where that would actually be, where the layout of the Hy-Vee is, I believe that would be the lobster tank now in the seafood section.
Is it? I thought the liquor store was down at that end.
The liquor store, but it's tilted, so I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's on an angle.
Yeah.
So I think you'd be in the seafood market.
Shirley and Ankeny. All right, Shirley, where would it be?
Well, it would be my ninth grade English class. When the teacher called on me and he sat behind me and answered my question, the only one that I knew the answer to.
He stole your thunder and you married him anyway.
Yeah, 35 years later, it's still working.
So. Wow.
Now, does the classroom still exist?
It does, but it's probably not a ninth grade building anymore.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, that's all right. Mm-hmm. You can still get married there. So back to the ninth grade. What class was it again?
English
class.
Do you remember the question?
I don't. I just remember turning around and going, dude, you answered the only thing I know. What are you thinking?
He's like, I'm thinking I want to marry you. Thanks, Shirley. Have a good day. Take care.
Warriors, Jaguars, and polar bears all listen to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.